Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the old Rough Rider. Welcome to another exciting episode of Rough Riders Radio. Tonight's topic, Bernie Sanders may be a spoiler for Hillary Clinton, but Jeb Bush is just plain spoiled rotten. Let's get right to it, shall we? The spoiler and the spoiled. Independent Bernie Sanders has entered the 2016 race to the White House. He could be a spoiler of sorts for Hillary Clinton. On the other hand, Jeb Bush, when and if he officially enters the GOP's 2016 race for the White House, is just plain spoiled. A silver spoon in his mouth. Hillary, this, Hillary, that. Screw it. She ain't Bush by a country mile. Jeb is gentry born and a day late and a dollar short. The Bush family is finished. The Clintons at least have ideas and a proven track record. Jeb is a mouse trying for the White House. Ain't gonna happen. No how, no way. We're not even sure if his testicles have dropped yet. John Ellis Bush, Jeb, is coasting on his family name and blue blood money connections. He's already got a PAC, Political Action Committee, that is raising millions of dollars for him, and he hasn't even officially declared his candidacy. He is spoiled, and unlike Jack Kennedy, who himself was born into wealth, he gutted his way to political victory, both as a congressman and as a U.S. senator against fairly great odds. And JFK did it with a debilitated back that severely limited his very ability to even walk, much less climb stairs. No, Jeb is a political pansy and a bit of a mouse. He has never taken any real major stands for policy or principle during his time in politics as governor of Florida. He doesn't have a really punchy political personality that can effectively connect with people in general. The fact that he still has not declared his 2016 candidacy shows a marked gingerly approach to this whole enterprise, and is surely a reflection of his future behavior in other high-stakes political arenas. Jeb's only saving grace is his seemingly genuine open adherence to a religious faith. He's a converted Catholic. But outside of the Deep South, he will find he is just another advanced in age white GOP guy running for 1400 Pennsylvania Avenue. John Ellis Bush, after all is said and done, is nothing more than a shadow of the Bush family backdrop, a fantasy that will remain just that. Well, that's it for another episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home, and as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.